Last 2 weeks we spoke about in Yoni Adlokas Neres on Shabbos. It's about covered. First we spoke about covered on Shabbos. Then we spoke about today, what's the din today when we have chashmal, you have electricity. Then we spoke about family members that come to eat and sleep. Where do you, we make a bracha on Lokas Neres, or if they light the chal. And then we spoke about if you eat and if you go out to eat, let's say for Sherev Brachos, then you come home and sleep, where should you light? Then we spoke about your ledus, the first Shabbos, who lights, the husband or the wife? Then we spoke about a machlokes, if Kabbal Shabbos by a woman is the Shas Hadlaka, Shas the Bracha. And then we spoke about Mincha. If she didn't have Mincha, and she lit candles, she didn't make a Tanai, Legabit Tashlumim. And then we spoke about the Tanai, Legabit Tfilis Mincha. Alright, today we spoke about a few more in Yonim, the Negea, Hadlokas Neres. Ramah says, the famous Ramah, Aisha, Sheshacha Pamachas Lahadlik, Madlekas Koyamer Gimel Neres. A woman, she forgot to light candles, and she normally lights two, so she has to light, she has to add on a candle. So Mishabur speaks out in Sifkot and Zion, that let's say she forgot a few times, so she has to immerse them each time. Not just what she gets once and the rest of the light she doesn't have to add on. Each time she forgets to light on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, she forgets to light, then she has to immerse always a candle. In Shacha Kama Kamen Tzichel Haisa B'chofam Oid Ner Echad Yaisa V'akom Shem Knas Kedesh Et Eziris L'Kov Shabbos V'alkein In Nanta. But let's say if therefore if she only happened and she wasn't matlik any Neres for Shabbos Kedesh Haisa V'Vesa Surim, let's say she was in jail Kedesh Haisa Ein Tzach Haisa, then you don't have to be matlik. It's only if only happens, only if it wasn't Einus, then you have to be Meisif. When Einus happened, then like Casey brings down Beis Asurim, then you don't have to be Meisif. It comes out, going to come out Poshet, who had there if the Einus was, let's say someone was stuck in traffic, and for some reason, and she was going to light someone else's house, and she was Ma'achish, came too late, then the dinner that, you don't, it's Einus. Let's say she had a flat tire home from work, or let's say she went to lay down for a few minutes, and you know I lay down for a few minutes, and then Einus happened. She slept past the shkia. Or let's say she even set a time clock, and the time clock didn't. She didn't hear it ringing, or she heard it, or it wasn't working properly. So if all this actually Einus, then certainly you don't have to be Meisif. The Emerson, if you look in the Dak Meisha over here in the Simmons says that of a Sifkot now, the Makar of the Ramah brings down the Maril. The Maril says like this, I quote the Lashon. Maril says, Chalza, Eina, after he quotes the Maril, who says, if you get to Iran, so the Ramah, the Dakamash, which is the Ramah, adds on to this Maril, the Chalza, Eina, Chumas, Ruchaikis, Avonashim, Naik, Lekhtivir, Ramil, Nahakis, Kedivir, Maril. Even though the Chumas, Ruchaikis, to add on the candle each time you forget, but Lamaisa, the woman will makab himself to Maril. So therefore, Ladina, we hold like the Maril, that if she forgets, she has to do it. However, since it's Chumas Chaykes, so wherever you can find a makab to be Mako, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about cases where we can be Mako. Yes? That's by davening. You find by Mincha, if someone goes to sleep early, Einus Shoachrin, that's a famous Aguda. You go to sleep, let's say, Mincha's 4 o'clock. You go lay down 3 o'clock, and you want to sleep for a half hour. And you oversleep, and you miss Mincha, so you make a Tashlumim at night time. As I stated in all the Paiskim, like the Paschim is Aguda. There are Paiskim Aguda, but the Mishmur brings down the Aguda Lezina. Einus called Einus Yemachrin, or Shoachrin, whatever they call it. For the Maisa, it's Siddur Einus. We mentioned in the first year we mentioned Machlekes Hapoiskim, if a woman went on Shabbos to a woman, a girl who's married now, a young girl, and she went to her mother for Shabbos, or she went to other people for Shabbos, and she forgot to be matzik to Shabbos, if you have to be matzik or not. So he mentioned the Kfes HaShulchan, and Simon Ayin Dalet, Sifkot Yidalet, says you don't have to be matzik, because Ika Din, she's not mechuyif to light candles when she's by somebody else. However, we mentioned Ramosh in the Tshuvan Yodei Chedgimel, and Sim Yudala, Chedgimel Yodea, Sim Yudala, I suppose, says if she forgot to light, then she always has to be Moshe for Fidah Minik, that if a woman forgets, even if she's by mother house, because Ramosh held that each woman has her own Chiev. So she has a Chiev, so Mela, you have to be Moshe from now on a candle. The Tzoyz HaShulchan, Chorez HaShayla, and Sim Ayin Dalet, Sifkam HaBeiz, if a woman forgot to light candles, and she told the guy, "Shh." A woman forgot to light, and she told, and she forgot to light this manai. Came shkir time, she realized she didn't light, so she told the guy, "The din is allowed to tell the guy to light the candles for you." So the guy lifted the ben hashmoshes. Do you have to immersive next week from Kal Habi? You have to immersive or not? Because since she reminded herself where she can't light anymore, only through a guy. So maybe we give her a knat. The mezaza should happen the next time. Or no, since Seif Kotsav, she had the guy light it, so maybe she was late to the mitzvah. So there is light in the house.
With or without a
brother? Who?
The guy lights the candle.
Yeah. So big machlokes apayskim.
If you make a
bracha. But we're not going to that now. But Lamaisa, the Tzaisa Shochem, Blivet Tzorchin. Blivet Tzorchin, if the Mekan Lahaba, the Shafti Moisev, if he had to go light Ben Ashmoshes, if Mekan Lahaba, you have to be Moisev in there or not. That's what the Tzaisa Shochem, Blivet Tzorchin. Be patient. Okay. So, in the Shmishab Tzachasa, doesn't quote the Kfes HaShulchan, the whole Shaila, he only mentions the Ayin Kfes HaShulchan, but he says like this, he brings a Raya from Mishneh Berurah that you don't give a Knas. He brings a Raya from Mishneh Berurah, and Reish Sam Gimel Suf Kan Yilal says, Raya says you don't cancel. Why? Because even if the guy is Madlik, there's a whole Shaila Machlaikas HaPaiskim, if the woman makes a bracha or not when the guy is Madlik. Even though at the end, we pass in that she does not make a bracha. However, we see still shines the light. See, because you see from here, the ikah should be iron in the house for Shabbos. So maybe he says that according to this, you don't make a knas because there's arba bias. So that's the bias. So the shmishab gachazah holds the dina that you don't give a knas. However, there's a tshuva on Malamad Ohio in Chel Gav Simen Vav, right says he argues. He says like this, he talks about a case where a woman forgot to light Erev Shabbos Neiris on Erev Shabbos. But her husband, after Plaga Mincha, lit the Chashmal, he lit the electricity. So someone asked him a Shaila, does she have to, the woman have to be Maisav or not? So he brings down, it's a Machloike, first of all, you want to tell the Machloikes, Pima Gadam and Eshel Avram. And Pima Gadam, there's a Shaila, let's say if a woman has to light, let's say, normally she lights five candles. She lights every Friday she lights five candles. And this week she lit four candles. Let me say, she lit four, and she comes Shabbos and she realized that she forgot to light five, only it's four. To give a knas the rest, to give a knas for not to air on a candle. Because she lit, but she didn't lit the five that she normally lights. So Pima Gadam Paskins, that you have to be Maisif. If you forget to light one if you don't light the amount you light every week, you have to be Maisif. The Esh Avram argues and says, as long as this candle's there, what's enough Gina? All the elders of a Taminik. So Amela, and Esh Avram argues and says that you don't have to be Maisif. The Mishneh Berurah Bialacha, Paskin, he doesn't quote Esh Avram, but he brings on Pima Gadam, and he argues on Pima Gadam. And he says, since only a minute, Ein lahaytsev on the minig. So zaktem lama the hayl the tshuva. That's good. First of all, it's good to imach like the pima gadam. So even if the husband lit the electricity, still you have to imach in there because The Lashon he uses, possibly klum yafsha, because she might be she did pshia. She didn't lie. She forgot to light. In some case, the woman forgot to light, but the husband lit the electricity. So it says here, also, if she was pasha, since she was pasha and she didn't light the zmanai, the din is she's mechuyev to light in on a candle for the rest of her life. Because she forgot to light, even though there's electricity there and the husband lit on electricity, but since she forgot, she has in a pshia, possibly kumi asha, the rest of her life she has to eat on the candle. I saw in the Makar Chaim from the Chavis Yor, the Chavis Yor says that Eifen of the Kseis HaShulchan, where Guy lit, he says that you have to be Maisev, Kushum Kras, you have to be Maisev in there. It would seem to me that even we possibly like the Mishnah Berurah, not the Pima Gadim, that if a woman has to light five and she lit four instead, we paskin, you don't have to be Maisev in there. So according to that, then you can be Senech on the husband or the wife to lit the Chashmal come Shabbos. Because we mentioned a few times already, there are Shitas that hold that you're allowed to light and make a bracha even the Chatzchila on Chashmal. I mentioned in the first week we mentioned there are Shitas that hold that you make a bracha on Chashmal alone. Let's say if you don't have any candles or you have electricity, you can make a bracha in mind. Even though we said Lalacha, you should light without a bracha, but at least you Yetza. So maybe you can make if a woman forgot to light candles, you don't have to be myself as long as she lit electricity and kosher. She told the guy to light as long as it's a husband or a wife lit the chashmal after plaga mincha. I saw in the sefer Chutz Shani from Nissan Karelitz, there it says clear like that in Chelik Dalad in Chutz Shani Pe Gimel Seisif Katan Gimel. He says if someone lit electricity to cover Shabbos and she forgot after to light candles, You don't have to count at all.
Let's say it's there for Shabbos. There's no candles in the house and it smells. She can't light it.
That's the Rhinus also. It seems to me it's the Rhinus also.
She wants it, but she doesn't care.
Then probably should. If someone asked me, I would say you don't have to be mice then.
Turn on
electricity without a bracha, and that's it.
Is that better? The wife actually puts the
shayla. There's a whole shayla in Peskin. If the wife wants to light, the husband went inside, I'm lighting.
But he did.
Does he have to say you to him? He stole away mitzvah from her. He stole from his right mitzvah. You have to give you to him.
You see, the wife is not working.
Huh?
His wife is not working. She's not coming home. He goes to the wife.
Yeah. He can.
No,
if he likes, then it passes her. Yes. A flashlight? You could be used to the flashlight, yeah. You could use the flashlight. Because yeah. It's a battery. Battery, you make a bracha. Because you have your own battery, you can make a bracha. Yeah, if you have a flashlight.
You leave the flashlight
on? Huh? Yeah, you leave it on all Shabbos. Leave it on all Shabbos. That's all. All right. What do you mean? Yeah, you can make one. What? No, Bavdol is the difference, but Erev Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference if it's even fluorescent. You're out, there's no problem. We are, as long as the Erev. Matzah Shabbos is Indian of seeing the filament. But Erev Shabbos, the place to speak out, there's no Indian seeing the filament. As long as there's light, and that's it. Alright. Knowing you now.
In all these cases you're talking about getting the knas, it only applies for Shabbos but not for Yom Tov.
Yom Tov is, next week we know we'll talk about Yom Tov. Yom Tov is different Shabbos completely.
No, I
forget on Yom Tov.
That she doesn't have to be mostly for Yom Tov.
Oh, interesting. We'll talk about it next week when we're asking you ready. Let's say you forgot one Shabbos. One Erev Shabbos, you forgot to light candles. So you light candles, so you light candles every Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? Oh, it's Shabbos Haket. Let's say Yom Tov you lit, and now Erev Shabbos, so you have to be right for every, only every Yom Tov you have to be right for that. We'll talk about Blineda next week. Okay? Alright. The Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, and Perek Mem Gimel, Sivkot Lam Vav, he quotes two Shabbos, two interesting Shabbos. If a woman didn't light candles because she made a mistake. She made a mistake in the halacha. She made a mistake in the shisros. For some reason, she can't light now. Let's say four shkia. She figured you have to light 24 shkia because after 20 minutes, it's too late to light. Even though dinners you can light until mamish shkia. However, she made a mistake in the din. Or she made mitzvahs. She looked at the watch. The watch said it's after the zman, and it came out that the clock was wrong. So she made a mistake in mitzvahs. Maybe you don't have to be meisif. Or maybe since for meisif she didn't like, she should have been mevar more, and she wasn't mevar. So the question is, the rest of your life, you have to be meisif in there or not? That's one shaila. The second shaila is, if a woman, she was a baal tshuva, for many years she was not religious, and she came a baal tshuva. Now she forgot, for the last 10 years, she forgot the light. So for 52 Shabbos in a year, right? And let's say Yontif, you don't have to be meisif, let's say. We'll talk about it next week. But let's say she forgot for 2 years, 5 years, 52 Shabbos in a year. Do you have to light for all the Shabbos you missed or not? Do you have to be? Because the meisif is, maybe you don't give a knas, since she didn't, not check the time of Kesheh Zohar for a future covered Shabbos. For her, there was no excuse to cover Shabbos. So say, blah, we're talking. He claims the shayla by the tzorchin. In the first shayla, that she was that she mistossed of a din, or she totally she made a mistake in the mitzias. It would seem to me that toss of din and mitzias you can make. Why? Because what's the whole mocker of any on the candles for Maril? Like we mentioned in the beginning, the Maril holds that if you forget, you have to light. And the Mogavram speaks out over here in Sifkat and Gimel. This explains the reason why. It's Kishitahe, even though Maril doesn't speak it out, but the Mogavram explains the Maril that says Kishitahe, Zira Mekan Lahava, the covered Shabbos. She should be sorry later on for covered Shabbos. So here, when she was told to the din, it's not trying to be Maisiv, because she's undeserved every Shabbos. Just the reason is, she's told to the din. But Emerson, she's Zohar. She wants to be Zohar. She made a mistake of din. So Melo, it would seem to me that you don't have to immerse any nair in the future. I saw afterwards, let me finish. I saw afterwards an interesting shayla in the Chashulchan Chamad from Yitzhak Zilberstein. In the second Shabbos, at Afchav Gimel and Beis, he brings a shayla. A woman went to visit her parents, a married woman. She went to visit her parents at Shabbos, and she made a mistake in din. She lit, she figured she's going to visit her parents. It's going to be there for a while. So she lit candles. Without realizing, she lit candles before Plag HaMincha. She realized it was after Plag HaMincha. So now she's, which is Shleib is man. Because you light before Plag HaMincha, you're not yet seen that they have it. So she lit then, and she went to her parents' house, and then it came after Shkia. She realized she lit before Plag HaMincha. The shail is, do you have to, the rest of the life, that she might have been there or not. Because you're not allowed to light before Plag HaMincha, like it says in Reisah and Gimel Sif Dalet. And the Bialocha speaks out that he doesn't help even with the Eved. It's like you didn't live at all. Or you could say, you don't give a knas. Why? Because it's Torah Bar Mitzvah. She meant good. She ran Zohar every week. She thought that she could light there. She made a mistake. That she didn't realize it's before Plag HaMincha. The question is, does she have to? So the Cheshire says, the Shaila, does she have to eat on the candle for the rest of her life when she lights candles or not? So he brings down, and the Cheshire Chamad brings down, they ask the Shaila to Rayashiv, and Rayashiv says that you don't have to be Maisiv. Why? Because there's a Sheik and Taisis, there's a Machlaits and Taisis, but in time and other Sheik and Taisis, if you're allowed to light candles for covered Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. We pass the Medina, even B'dieva doesn't help. But my sister, the Shita and Taisis, that holds the house for Plag HaMincha, so it's enough that you don't give a knas. That's what Rabbi Yashi gave it to us. The nearest diet is tomorrow. Because once we don't pass like this day at all, how could you use it as a sniff? You don't find, if it's we pass the Shloi Kalocha, how does Shaitim Semich on that? Maybe he's Semich on the documentation we mentioned before, that says, since all these things are chumis u'chaykes, so wherever you can find a sniff to be mekel, Even though on Paschal night you could be Meiko. However, in the Cheshuche Chamad, says another Teretz. No, it's different than Rabbi Yashiv. He says, without the time of Yashiv, he says, the Emes, she doesn't have to eat on the candle. Because she Emes, she's Zohar. Just, she's Zohar every week, she lights candles this Manai. This week she went to visit her mother, and she looked for Paga Mincha, she made Torah B'din. So it's like any other type of Einus. It's not any type of Einus. So in Mela, we don't give a Knas. That's what he holds. And that's the same thing over here also. For in our case over here, that what was a Shaila? She made a mistake, she's Shaila in the Din. She made a mistake in the Din on the Matthias. But really, she's Zohar all the time. So since she's Zohar the whole time, you don't have to be Maisif. Negated, second Shaila, if a woman, a Baal Shuvah, she never lit candles. Or she was once from. She was once from. And she went off the Derech. And for the next 2 years, she was Machal Shabbos, she didn't light candles. Now she comes back and now wants to light, she's starting light candles. And she, for all the Shabbos and she missed in the past, does she have to be Maisif? Does she have to light candles, or not? So the Cheshuv Chamat brings down the woman is not Machal Shabbos Maisif. Why? Because the whole time the Knas was only by Shachar, she forgot. But by Hezidah you don't say such a thing. And Mechal, the whole time she's Chayav Tzi Maisif is because she's not Zohar. But over here she didn't even know, she didn't care. So in Mela, we don't give her Knas, and she doesn't have to be Maisif all the Shabbosim she missed.
Is this a financial issue?
It's not a financial issue.
My point is,
you ask a woman psychologically, they can't live with it. As sometimes women cry on the phone. You mean the rest of my life I have to eat on a candle? Huh? It's a good kasha. I saw the farm as I didn't see Sarah. Why does the lift? Everything else we don't say after myself. Let's say instead of using two chalas, you see chalas from now on. You don't see anyone says it. I saw people ask it, but I didn't see any terrorists that's satisfying. Maybe covered Shabbos, you think of covered Shabbos. I didn't see any good terrorists on it. Alright. Yes?
It's far as out the fact that she's normally not here, so why don't we say that's for
her? Huh? Because she has to, when it comes before Shabbos, she has to be having her mind the whole time, when's Lichtenden? I shouldn't make a mistake, I shouldn't be late, and so on. That should be the prime thing that's on her mind. The ikat's on her mind. If there's an einus, einus means she got stuck in traffic, einus means she overslept, whatever it is. But she's awake and she's in the dining kitchen, she's in the house, and you slipped her mind, that type of einus, that's called shokach, that's not called einus.
So
l'chayra, the svar should be, since it's not to the lighting, so they clear the shaila, do you have to be or not? Right. So that's the shaila. What?
Where's the
onus? The onus is she thought she lived on time. She didn't realize this because she lived too early.
That's
also called onus.
Right. Sorry.
Right, yes, she should be Zohar. It shouldn't happen again. So I'll tell you, women don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. Ask them. Ask your wife. Ask her, I don't know how many candles you light, but ask her, would you want to write this an extra candle? All right. No, right. Hello, right, yeah. Yeah. All right. Yes. Yeah. You continue. Here's a good question. If let's say someone lights, he lights, let's say, six candles, right? He has four children, and a loyalena, one child is nifty, still continue lighting. In fact, Amona, what does Amona do? Amana, she likes for her husband still. She doesn't even stop. I thought she's taking price again. What? I'm just saying, let's say she has children, and she eyes my each one. Do you take away one? Once you start lighting, continue lighting. What? If it goes out, the minute of Noshim is if it goes out on Shabbos, after Shabbos, You let the candle burn down to the bottom. That's the minig. You don't say it for next week. Matzoy Shabbos. That's the minig of Nashim. Yes, any woman, they'll tell you they remember from her mother. Where it comes from? Any day. I think I know where it comes from. It's from Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you usually have a light burning. Burn the whole time. If it goes on Yom Kippur, it says you should burn it. You should let it burn after Yom Kippur's brought down. So maybe it comes from there. But that's the minig of Nashim. And like the truth of Rashi says, that the Noshim Sekenas, the Minik cannot Minik Kedin, because they have a direct Mesera. So maybe you keep that Mesera. If you could, if you have Mamaka, most people don't have Mamaka. Okay. Until now we're discussing if a woman forgot to light candles. What about if a man lights candles? Let's say, before we get to that, first of all, we have to inquire if a man lights candles near Shabbos. When he lights candles, we know a woman lights candles, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Right away when she lights candles, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. As soon as she lights candles. We mentioned Machoikis, the Shabbos from the Bracha, from the Abaka, of the Maitre, she lights candles, it's to the Kabbalah Shabbos. So, what happens if a man lights candles? If a man lights candles, it says wife's out of town. Or he's somewhere else. His wife's in town, he's somewhere else. And he lights candles. When he lights candles, is that considered a Kabbalah Shabbos or not? Like by a woman. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. And the Mechaber brings down this Machlokes Rishonim. Mechaber is in Reisam Gimel Sefiot. He brings down Machlokes Rishonim by woman. If the Isha was Madlik, is it a Kabbalah Shabbos or not? And the Dina, the Mechaber Paskin, that the Isha, once she lights candles, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Of a Shabbos, are not Makabash through that locker. That's by Isha. So it's Machlokes Rishonim by Isha. When she lights candles, is it Kabbalah Shabbos or not? Medina, we paskin, there are more paskins, and when she lights candles, she's sitting at Kabbalah Shabbos. And she can't do any more afterwards. So, however, the Shabbos, they say, all the paskins speak out, that's only the woman who lights. But the Shabbos, they say, they're not Makabash Shabbos in her locker. Only she's Makabash Shabbos. So let's say she forgot to do something, she got to turn on the oven, whatever it is, she tells one of the neighbors to light it, because she's Mekal Shabbos, she didn't make it tonight, so she asked another member of the family to light, to do something to Mekal Shabbos. That's by women. By men, the Bach speaks out, and same thing quotes him of Avram and Sifkat and Yitches, that when a man lights theirs, there's no Kabbalah Shabbos with his lighting. And same thing speaks out to Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Membeis. He says like this: in the Ish Madik, Afilu Kishunvar Hadlosai, even if he makes a bracha on Hadlaka, Lekem and Haga. There's no meaning by heart to Mekabel Shabbos. Mutar Bimlacha. I mean, Komakam, he says, Tzai Lahasnais. It's better, he should make it, the man should make it tonight. We'll soon speak out later, why does he have to make it tonight? But that's what Bach says, Mogavram says, that it's better to make it tonight. Same thing speaks out to Mishnah Berurah later on in Hichas Chanukah, in Tofesh Ayin Tes, Sifkan Aleph. And the place to speak out, the Shmei Shabbos also quotes it, he says, even in Shalayim, with a minhag is to light 40 minutes before Shkia, only the woman on Makabah 40 minutes, but the man still allowed to do Malacha. So it comes out according to him, if the coin to Yeshitas, that when a man lights near Hanukkah, not near Shabbos, it comes out when you make a bracha. By Isha, normally she makes, first she lights candles, then afterwards she makes a bracha. But by man, according to Yeshitas, Magav Ram and Bach, that she, when she lights candles, she's not the Kabbalah Shabbos with it. Huh? When he lights candles, so the Bialacha speaks out in Sifhei, and Sandy speaks out to Achashochen, and Sifkan Yigimel, and Kafachayim, Sifkan Samudalad, and also Sidi Yavit, that first he makes the bracha, and then he does the opposite. First he makes the bracha, then he's mother, because all he's in your way, the other way around, because you cover Shabbos with the bracha, with the lighting. Like with the Machlokes, over here, everyone hopes you're not the cover Shabbos with the lighting, so maybe first you make the bracha. Why? Because you're not Mekab, since you're not Mekab Shabbos with that halacha. That's the shita. Let me finish. That's the shita of the Bach and Mog Avram and Mishneh Berurah. However, the Taz over here in Reis Tamar Gimel Sifkan Aleph, according to the way Lucius Srod learns shot in the Taz, he says just like argues. The Taz argues just like when a woman when she lights candles in the Kabbalah Shabbos, also when the man lights candles, he's Makabel Shabbos with his lighting. And same thing speaks out the Taz and Tzofesh Ayin Tez Sifkan Aleph. And that's how the Lushi Srod learns in him. And the Lushi speaks out the Taz of Lushi Tosai where he says in Reis Tamar Gimel, there's no chiluk between a man and a woman who lights candles. Once they light candles, they're Makabel Shabbos. And he says also, the Mogavom in Tzofesh Ayin Tez Sifkan Aleph says that Mog Avram says you're not Makabel Shabbos, it's Bacha Mog Avram. So what then? A man is not Makabel, it says the same thing in Tzofesh Ayin Tez, it goes with Shittosai, in Reis Tamar Gimel, that a man when he lights candles for Shabbos, because his wife's out of town, or somewhere else without his wife, he's not Makabel Shabbos. Mog Avram, since it comes out, it's a big Machlekes Mog Avram, and Taz, when a man's alone, when he lights candles, Makabel Shabbos or not. One second. So, it comes out according to the Taz, if he holds that the Makabel shall light candles, so Chaya, he has to amend the Abmin Chosel before also. Because just like a woman, unless he makes it tonight, there's not Makabel Shabbos. Let's say a man's alone on Friday night. He's his wife's out of town, he's there, he's alone, the whole family's out of town, he's alone now. So now when he lights candles, he should light with it tonight, because according to the Taz, you know, Makabel Shabbos with the lighting. That's what comes out according to him. Or he should have done Mincha beforehand. That's the way Lelushi Srod learns in the Taz. However, the Shatzian and Tofei Shayin Tes and Sif Cotton Bays, he's Mechadish in the Taz. He says, the Taz would be Kiddush. That a man, when he lights candles, from Kabbalah Shabbos. So he says, it must be the Taz is talking only when he's Rogo. He always lights candles. Let's say he lives alone. Let's say he's an Alman. He has no wife, whatever it is. Yeah, but he's eating alone, then he always is rogel, always to light himself. Then in such a case, he has a locha like a isha, because Mistam is kabashal to lighting the candles. That's the chiddush. So he argues on the Lushi Srod. He doesn't quote the Lushi Srod, but he's arguing on the Lushi Srod. The Mishneh Berurah. It comes out according to this, that the Mishneh Berurah says, Tayv lahat, Tayv. So I mentioned before, Mishbu says that a man when he lights candles, he's not Makabel Shabbos. But he ends off with Kol Mokom, he says, Tov Lahasnos. Why does he say Tov Lahasnos? Because he wants to be Yotzer the sheet of the Taz. Because the Taz holds that according to Lushi Srod, even if a man lights the first, whenever he lights, even if Derech Haroi he lights, he still has to be Makabel Shabbos with lighting of the candles. So therefore, he should make it tonight, he's not Makabel Shabbos. To be right to the Shita Satas. And according to the Shatzian, it's only being the case of Rogo, then in such a case, then it's Tov Lahasnos. The Chayyah, according to Shatzian, let me just finish this. According to Shatzian, that says the Chilik, if it's Rogo, not Rogo. If it's Rogo, then he's the Kabbalah Shabbos with lighting the candles. If it's not Rogo, then you don't have to, even according to the Taz. The Chayyah, what's the Nafkamina if it's Rogo or not? What's enough given to Rogo or not? So, I saw some of Svarim say like this, which is a very glad to Svar. The reason why it's different Rogo, not Rogo, someone's not Rogo to Matat Meres Erev Shabbos. So normally he's Rogo to Kabbalah Shabbos to Tila when he davens. Mizah Shilim Shabbos, that's the Kabbalah Shabbos of all the Yidden. So it comes up in Mikra once in a while, he has to like, let's say, because his wife's out of town, or he's out of town. So and he's lighting. So it's not Mishtano, got him, got his minik. His Kabbalah Shabbos only means a Shimon Shabbos. So maybe go back to the Gilosai. Of a stone is Rogo every week to light candles, then his din is light like Isha. And obviously you could say, even according to the Bach and Mog Avram, that by Ish is never Kabbalah Shabbos. At Bach and Mog Avram holds, there's never Kabbalah lighting candles. What is his for? His for is you don't have to, because by Ish, the man daven every day. He has a chuk to daven every day, three times a day. When he comes to Friday night, that's his right. We do this always to daven. So even though he's rogel to light candles, it doesn't make a difference. Still, he's a Kabbalah Shabbos with tefillah. Woman, don't have, some people are nice to daven. Some hold it's a chiv to daven. But a lot of women don't daven Friday night, but men daven every 3 times a day. So Mela, by him, since he's saying that he always says Mishkim on Shabbos, so Mela, he's not Makabah Shabbos with lighting. Ladina, we paskin like Ray Paiskim, that, not like the Taz, that a woman, it doesn't make a difference, man, is Rogel, not Rogel, to light candles, he does not Makabah Shabbos lighting. It's just better to be Tzavla Hashnois, that he's not Makabah Shabbos with it. Okay, yes.
There are some hole like that, but it's not poshut.
Because a woman daven, you know, you have to realize a lot of women daven shachas mincha every day. So a woman like that still has to be Torah Hashem. If not, she has to daven to tefillah. So what's the man different than the woman? So it's not so posh, it's such as her. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah.
There's an almond of bench two left, or all the left that his wife used.
If he's in town, he lights the same as wife does. If he's out of town, you light two. It's a meaning. Woman goes out of town, and let's say she lights seven candles. He's almond. He should light what he normally light, what his wife would normally light. He lights the normal, Almond, almona, they light what they normally lit when the husband's alive. One second. He's home.
Right, and the reason she's adding is because of the current
shear over
whatever you want.
I mean, for
Kahakanat.
He doesn't have to. Yeah.
It's
a very good shayla. It's a good shayla. In the Mishnah, because the Bible declares the shayla tzarchian. If the husband forgets, is the wife mechuyav to add on now? Tzarchian. It's a sugya that no one speaks about. He bought Tzorchin. There's no one to talk about it. Then he's right with the people he's eating by. Am I what? If what? We spoke about it. That the woman forgets to daven. She lit candles. She didn't make it tonight. She has to daven two mirrors. Even though she normally doesn't daven kabbalah. Huh? She can't daven mincha anymore. According to Roy Paiskim. That's a... She should make it tonight. That's all. Roy Paiskim hold you can. Once she lit, didn't make it tonight. She has to daven. She has to daven two mirrors. She could make it tonight, yes. Also, tonight helps. Tonight helps in such a case. Yes? Because he's like the Shabbos. He wasn't a Kabbalah Shabbos. He lies. That's Shabbos, but by him it's not Shabbos yet. He's not Shabbos. He didn't have a Shabbos. He wasn't Kabbalah Shabbos yet. Huh? The Chatzila, he's asking a good question. When you light candle shops, how long does it have to last? You go to the store, you can buy 2 hour ones, 4 hour ones, 6 hour ones. You choose what you want. The Iker has the candles have to burn at least for the Suda. That's it. Depends how long you mayach the Suda. Some people are mayach. It's a need a 6 hour candle. The ones who aren't mayach that much have a 4 hour candle. Has to last the whole Suda. L'chatchila. You don't have lights. L'chatchila, the candle, the covered Shabbos shall last for the whole Suda. One at a time. Yeah? What? L'chatchila, when you go eat out somewhere else, like we mentioned in Shir, you have, you should light where you're eating. That's the consensus of come out all good our price skin. But let's say for some reason you want to light at home, for some reason you can't light, you want to light at home, then you have to have a no from that nair. And the best thing to do, the price can speak, let me finish. The best thing to be right to all the price skin is you should have a kavana on the lights also. You should turn off the light, turn on the light, have kavana lights also, because if the candle comes and burns out before you get home, so at least you're sanach on the chashmal, so you know it's not a bracha v'atola. If you didn't what?
And you light it, you live at home.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't do right away. It's not your place
to sit. Doesn't make a difference. Even before you also, right? Yeah, right. Yes. The chatchila. I said the chatchila. Chatchila. The covered shower should be for whole meal. Benish Marsh is enough, right? Yeah. What? Benish Marsh is. Darim is right. Correct. In fact, some place can speak out. Let's say you make an early Shabbos. You make a Shabbos. So very often, you start the Suda, you say you're done by plug, like even Aguda. We're done by plug, you come home. A lot of times, very often, you finish the meal even before it's still light outside. I know sometimes I take a walk with my wife, the people are still coming home from shul. So, they come, so, the second minion. So the question, So it's still light outside. It's still light outside. FLP came. All right. Yes. What? As long as you have enough, and that's the main thing. Eating tonight is a taste. I'll tell you Kiddush for a Moshe. It's not pinted in a tshuva. And Moshe held, even though Mika Adin, you have to. It says you should have it night time. He says you keep semech on the goyin. The goyin holds sefer kachavim is 16 and a half minutes after shkia. So as long as you have a kazayis after 16 and a half minutes after shkia, that's okay. Alright, yes.
I want
to say, yes, when she lights candles, the Kabbalah Shabbos.
So everyone else is not.
Right.
Okay. How could she tell somebody who's not Shabbos yet?
Yeah.
To do the law for her.
It's a Fusha Mechaba. I taught you Mechaba. It says the Fusha Din. It says. It's a Fusha Mechaba. It's not Shabbos to him.
What?
Yes, Einem. Shemi. I'm calling you Mechaba. Yes, big question. Mechaba is in Reisam and Gimel Yudzayan. Misha Kibalov Shabbos Kodesh Shecha Mutter Loi Misol Chaver Lashes Loi Melacha. Black and white. It's Shabbos for her. But you want the car, it's only taste of Shabbos. It's not real Shabbos, it's not taste of Chavim, it's not Shkia, it's before Shkia. So everyone has the right to Makabo early. So only one is Makabo, only one's Makabo, but the only one is not Makabo. Alright. Yeah. 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 Yeah, he should light it. L'chayr, he should light it. Right. It's not klar. He lighted tzorchin in the Shmir Shabbos. Lighted tzorchin. All right. So right now we're talking. We discussed the halacha. If a man when he lights candles is in mekabel Shabbos with lighting candles or not, only with davening. And we mentioned to machlokes Magavram and Taz, and we passed it like the Magavram. That you're not the man when he lights candles is not Makabel Shabbos. So it's just Tevla Hasnish. Now we'll get to the next thing, what we want to really get to. A man who's Rago, according to Shati, is Rago to light every Shabbos the Kriyas. And she forgot once. According to the Lushit Surit, even if it's not the Kriyas, and she forgot one Shabbos, do we give a kass to him? We know it's not, it says Isha Shishkocha. What about the man forgot? He forgot to light candles. Before he's here alone. He goes home afterwards. He goes to shul and comes home. He didn't light candles. So was the knas only said only by Isha? Because a woman knows more in the smith than anyone else. Or maybe we count this also. And if in Tzolayma we count by Ish, do we count his wife also? You know, now is why he has to light the candle. If you say he has to add a candle, now when his wife comes back from town, does she have to add a candle because her husband forgot or not? From Pima Gadim, so he bleibt zurchin. He bleibt, zurchin. However, from Pimigodim in Reit Samar Gimel, in Eshla Avraham Sifkot and Zion, is mashva only by Ishido Kanta, because the Shia is just in the Chet Shechava. And Emz Lav Lysis Alut Ashtik of Lashra Amor. Ramor says, Isha Sheshacha, woman forgot. What about a man? We talked about in the halacha about man lighting candles, doesn't mention what about a woman. Only about a man, only about a woman. So Pashas, it's only when a woman forgets, and not when a man forgets. So a man forgets to light, even though it's Ravel, he never has to be Meister. It's only that Tzakana was said only by Isha, not by Ish. Now I'm going to mention an interesting halacha, which I think many people didn't hear of. The Mishbur says, in Rei Samach Gimel, Sifkon Yabez, he brings out Miksovim. Miksovim usually means Darizal or Desire. Here's to happen as the Desire, Kaddish. He says, Mekom Avin Tayyip Sheish Yisakin Aneris. Even though a woman likes candles, still Isha, the husband, should prepare the candles. As I stated in the Mogavram and the Mishmur quotes of the Dina. And the same thing, Dramos speaks out and raised some of Dalit Siftes. Dramos says the Russian Amor like this. Imikom Alkaim, Imik, it says like this. Umikom Alkaim, Nogo Lahatle Kapsila Elachvaisai. The minig is to light the psila, the wick, and blow it out. Shitei Mukhrechas Ashrei burnt it, Bishri cinched a little bit. Yes, I offered them. When you light it, when the time comes, it burns better. So Zot the Mishnah Brewer there, Sifkan Chavches, is there Yad the Ish. This the man should do it. He should cinch the wick. He should cinch to do it. Be it to Ellis, or he's the Shah Isha, but Locha begins mana. So when a woman lights, it'll light very, very good right away. You don't have to, sometimes it goes out, in and out, so you burn it, you cinch it before until it burns better. That's what the Mishnah Brewer speaks out. In Emerson, there's a Bahadur Kivega. Kivega is a Mishnayas. The Kivega is Mishnayas on the Mishnah. All this is, Kivega is Medayik from the Mishnah. The Kivega says in Mesechta Shabbos, in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah says like this, Al Shloisha Aveyas Noshim Mesis, B'Shas Leidosim. Three women die because of B'Shas when they give birth. Al Sheinu Zahiris Benida, that's the Mishnah. She doesn't like candles. So Reb Kivega on the Mishnah's S, he says, why does it, it says Nida and Chala. So it's by searching Havlokas, why don't you say it says Havlokas there? Why don't you say Ner, Bener? Yes, Reb Kivega. Like it says by Chala. Don't say Afrosh is Chala. All it says is Chala. So why doesn't say Ner over here? So he says the Tana wants to rise him. It might be because he loses a deed from Kirega. The Tana wants to rise is what it says to Kuni Zoya. The Balabayas should be sacking the Nairis. And Ishtar is just the Madlik. That's why God locked us in there, because the woman has to light the candles. But the painting of the Nairis, that the man has to do. So he says, because on him is a chiv to besakin to the Zeneris. So it's not should about that the husband should do all the achanas. In the dinim and hagas from the chazenish in Perikas, b'izam b'zmaneno, you don't have to cinch the psila. Why? Because today, it burns very well. And adraba, the cost of the chazenish, it's better to do that way. And also, Moshe held, then we're on the, compare the candles, put it into the candlestick. But to singe it, that you don't do, we're not like today, because today our neiros are a lot better, they're more, sophisticated, or more, it's easier to, you don't have a problem that goes out right away. However, there's the Jewish Shabbos, being down from Kisri Arizal, that still, the husband should be misasik and paying the neiros on the menorah. And he should mishtadol to buy the candles. That's part of the misakin. The world buy the candles in the store which sells it, and also to buy the menorah. So I saw an interesting size, interesting report from the Shushan Sechasai. He says that's why the minig is. You probably never thought about it for him. A chasid buys a kala candlesticks. Why is the chassid buy candlesticks? Because of this. Yeah, but if I guarantee you, if the mother-in-law doesn't do it, you're going to have to do it. So that's the reason why the chassid side, they buy candlesticks for the purposes, because it's nichal, what Mishnah says, because the chiv is on him. See, even the buying of the candlestick is also a chiv on the man, because he's helping you that lachas neiris. By me it was a chiddush gadol, but that's what he says. Who? Shmir Shabbos says, from this comes the minig, why the chassan buys candlesticks? You disagree? You could disagree.
What's the
loss of the zayah? Huh? He should be stocking, there, that's what the zayah says. He should be stocking there. Huh? No, nothing's in. That's Ramah later on. Alright. Huh? Which one? I think it's printed right now in the Mesoris Moshe. It's not in the, it's Chuvis, but in the Mesoris Moshe, it's in the Mesoris Moshe, I think. Alright. We all know, the next thing is a little bit long, but I'm just going to start it a little bit. Then next week we'll go more into it. The minig in Shalayim is to wait 40 minutes before Shkia. That's what they like. Out in America, all over, the rest of the world, they like 20 minutes before Shkia. But wherever in Shalayim, it's 40 minutes before Shkia. That's the Tikvah, right. The Tikvah, so they like 40 minutes. Where's the marker for this? There's no Mechava, there's no Ramah, there's no Mephosha Shechonach, that the Shalayim Shemach more. That's one thing. And even the second thing after Mavar, let's say for instance, that someone lives his whole life in Yerushalayim. He lives in Yerushalayim, so he likes 40 minutes. Let's say he goes to Shabbos to the Meirach. So Meirach is another 20 minutes. So when he goes to Shabbos and Meirach, does he take the Chumah of Yerushalayim with him, and he likes 40 minutes for Shkia? Or no, he goes to the Minik of Makom. That's the whole Shaila. So what's the marker of, where's the marker come of 40 minutes? So I saw three places that talks about it, three achrenim that discuss it, about the minig Yerushalayim. Two of them are very shver, but I'll just mention what they say and then shrek on them. One is the Sefer Merkar Ba'alocha. He has a kundris, Yichave Das. And he has a whole of Yichis, why Yerushalayim is 40 minutes. And the mockers are Tosh Shabbos. They want in Yerushalayim, they want to get the Chol HaDeis. Why? What's the Chol HaDeis? In the Sefer Aguda, in the fourth parak of Be'ah, says the Shira Tosh Yom Kippur is a half hour. And same with Tisa Adeshitim and Kabetzes and Be'ah Daflam and Aleph. So therefore, we're Choshish, and also we're Choshish for Yeshitas Yireyim. The famous Yeshitas Yireyim, Yireim holds that Ben Hashmosha starts. Yireim holds that Ben Hashmosha starts Gimel Vayomer before Shkia. Most of the time, all the Shitas of Rishonim hold, that Ben Hashmosha starts after Shkia. Yireim comes out with a new Chiddush, and the Bialocha calls this Yireim, and he says that Gimel Vayomer before Shkia starts Ben Hashmosha. That's the Shitas of Yireim. Everyone argues on it. But the Bialocha says that's where we get 20 minutes. Because 18 minutes, Gimel is 18 minutes, and plus Taisa Shabbos, so that's how we have 20 minutes. And that's why we're makbid always to like 20 minutes before Shkia. That's what Bialocha speaks out. So a man over here, he says over here, since we hold like the Yireim, and plus you have the Shittim and Kabetzes that says 30 minutes before Shkia is in your, to be Meisav, to be Meisav Taisa Shabbos, and after, so therefore it's 18 minutes, so therefore it's around a half hour. So maybe Shalayim, they were stuck in 40 minutes, because Etzim Maisat Locha takes about 10 minutes. Takes 10 minutes to light. That's what the Sefer Mekar Locha says. So Emerson, that shot is very short. Some of the parts can be cautious on that. It's totally in place of Shabbos. It's called Taisa Shabbos, so also men also should be knowing to be half hour before Shkia should be Mekabel Shabbos and not doing Melacha then. And then we never heard such a thing. Even in Shalayim, the men aren't, only the women that like 40 minutes. But the rest of the people are not like that. And second says, where does it take 10 minutes to light candles? Especially, we mentioned before that the husband prepares everything beforehand. So it takes, what it takes, 60 seconds to him with all the tchinas, she says, it's not 10 minutes to light the candles. So the shver, that the svara of the Makar Halacha is very shver. The second reason is the Ksais HaShulchan. The Ksais HaShulchan says in Siman Ayin Gimel, then the Sifkat Yudalad, he says the reason is, since the Mavur in Siman Reish Nuvav, in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Mogar Avraham Sifkat Nalav, that the Shor Kaidim Yitzias HaKachavim, you're mafish from doing Lacha. So with Kaveh, that's Mavah Bokas Neiris. So since, who usually do this Isim Lacha of Shabbos? The women are. The men aren't doing malacha. So in Mela, the night came malacha, so the Lord Mekabal then touched the Shabbos. But the woman, who aren't doing malacha, the Mekabal touched the Shabbos. And this also is shver to say, who says the men do malacha? Men help at home, they also do malacha. Where do you get such a thing? Men don't do malacha. The third reason is in Sefer Hazmanim. Sefer Hazmanim, the number said there are about 3-4 swarm on called Sefer Hazmanim. This is from Avzat. He writes, it was Yasid al Pi Rishainim that holds you should be makdim a chatzi shor before Shkia. Now, chatzi shor could be a chatzi shor shor ismanias. This is a chatzi shor means half hour, 30 minutes. Chatzi shor means chatzi shor ismanias. When it comes to long days, a lot of times the shor ismanias is 40 minutes. So since sometimes the shor ismanias of a half hour is 40 minutes, so mele da tzloi plug, even in the winter time, which is a lot less, still we're not with Satsway Plug in the Takana, so therefore the Makabo, and so 40 minutes. So it makes these are the three swords brought down. However, the Tshuva Yabiyayma has a long Tshuva, I just want to mention, he argues, he says that there's no such mocker of 40 minutes, even Yishalayim. And he passes for all the Svaradim that you don't have to, there's no such thing of 40 minutes. There's Abgamas, some people, some Ashkenazim, like he says, some Ashkenazim are born and started to the Machma, but there's no Mokan Halacha. And so he says, he passes all his Svarish people, all you have to keep is 20 minutes. And if you look through all Tshuva, he knows even Ashkenazim don't have to keep 40 minutes, all they have to keep is 20 minutes. Alright, we'll continue. We'll be another next week.